Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics, chatting with Jimmy. Jimmy and I are going to handle the first three segments of the show today. What we are going to talk about are some articles that I read yesterday in The Week magazine. By the way, The Week is, in my opinion, I don't know if Jim agrees, but just in my opinion, it's pretty middle of the road. I don't think it's a conservative stressing mag. I don't think it's a progressive stressing mag. I think they give the really middle of the road opinion. We're going to start out, we're going to talk about Ron DeSantis a little bit and what happened in Florida with Walt Disney. And the reason I want to do that is, I think the election in 24 is going to be globalism versus nationalism, or wokeism versus non-wokeism, and DeSantis is certainly not a woke, in my opinion. Jimmy, why don't you start out, bud?
So Ron DeSantis has been fighting an incredibly strong battle against ideologies that have driven corporate agendas in America right now, in particular with the Disney issues and the special district that Disney had created, that was created for Disney back in the 60s in order for them to be able to grow and expand. Now, Disney's been an incredibly lucrative business for Florida on one hand. On the other hand, they are now delving into domestic local politics and pushing agendas that basically, I believe the founder, Walt Disney, would be turning over in his grave if he knew what they were doing with this gender dysphoria pressing issues, campaigning against the law that says, hey, the schools can't teach, teachers can't teach kindergarten through third grade sex education.
Right.
You know, these are things that morally most of us, I mean, clearly polling indicates, but also just common sense indicates most people support. But these corporations, in particular Disney, have gone all out to attack the governor. And the reason why is in order for them to continue to reap the benefits of a system that has enriched them very powerfully, and then go against the political agendas that would stop them from making those continued gains. And, you know, and I think, in fact, Ron DeSantis is fighting a battle that he appears to be winning, and the Floridians, as well as many in America, support.
Well, I got to tell you, Jimmy, I am very, very interested in you and I following the career of Ron DeSantis in Florida, because I think he's made no secret of the fact that he would like to run for president, and I think that he may very well be a viable alternative for the Republicans. And God knows the Republicans need somebody that I would have to say. I'm not saying they don't need Trump. I'm saying they need somebody very, very strong. DeSantis appears to be strong. Trump appears also to be very strong at this point. As you mentioned in our daily editorial on Thursday, he played a major role with his endorsements in some of the preliminary campaigns that just came up last week. Now,
can I comment on that?
Of course you can.
So Ron DeSantis has made it very clear that he's running for re-election as governor, and he's he's going to do that, and that's his priority, is to take care of Florida as governor and take his responsibilities there very seriously. And he's doing well with that, and he is getting a national name, and he's very supportive. He's supported by Republicans and actually quite a few people in the, you know, in the independent side. But at the same time, in order to run for president, you have to be laying the groundwork fairly significantly early, a couple years out. And so he's really not putting the groundwork in for a presidential run right now that it would take to be successful financially. Now, he would be able to benefit from it if he decided to do it. But I actually think that he's a phenomenal vice presidential candidate. If he decides to do that in 2024, he doesn't have to make a decision until, you know, close to the end. And he may have a lot more power and a lot more direction for Floridians that he could step away from that role. But right now, if he were to step away from that role and begin campaigning, I think he'd undermine all the efforts he's taken in the state. I don't think he's willing to risk that.
Well, I think that's a very valid point, Jim. There's no question about that. I think it's a very valid point. I think in terms of a running mate for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is going to need, obviously, a running mate because of his age, Donald Trump can do wonders for this country, in my opinion, if he serves that initial term. But his age could conceivably prevent him from running more than one or from serving more than one term. I'm not predicting that would happen. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Now, I agree with you that Ron DeSantis, and I'm on the record as having said that at some point in the past, would make an very, very formidable, strong vice presidential candidate. The point I want to make about Ron DeSantis right now is Disney is a huge powerhouse in Florida. I've been at Disney in Florida. It's amazing how many people they employ. It's amazing what their payroll is. It's amazing how much real estate development they have done in Orlando. It is absolutely amazing what they have done for the state of Florida. But the fact of the matter is their wokeism philosophy of don't use the word gay on our property, etc., etc., I simply do not agree with. I think that's doing the gay community a disservice, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I just think it's a political action driven by people that have a different agenda.
You right.
And unfortunately, the elite in America right now that have been involved in corporate management no longer look at themselves as Americans. They look at themselves as globalists.
Right.
And the unfortunate part about it is they are driven by these ideologies that are basically away from the average person. I think it's going to hurt them. I think it's hurting them in Florida. I think it's hurting Disney significantly overall as their price, their value drops. And of course, their brand was all about kids. And if you're teaching kids these crazy ideologies and forcing, LGBTQ plus whatever ideologies on them, you're going to lose parents. It's just the reality. There's just not that many people. And it does appear that they are actively doing it to achieve political ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's in their interest at all. I think it's foolish, mistaken.
Yeah.
And I think Ron DeSantis and his fight, not only against Disney, but of a lot of these policies with immigration, a lot of the policies of, the federal mandates that he's pushed back against and done so well managing mm-hmm. his state, are beginning to resonate with many independent voters and actually a lot of Democratic voters, as well as a vast majority of Republican voters. So he's in a very good position. He's done a lot of good things. It's inspirational for other conservatives around the nation. And I think that needs to stand, it needs to continue.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question about that. The one thing that I do want to stress is that I think that Ron DeSantis has a very, very common sense policy. I think the woke philosophy is quite frankly crazy. And I think a lot of Democrats kind of feel the same way. There's no question in my mind about that. Jimmy, we've only got we've only got 30 seconds to go. My glass guy just showed up. Wrap it up, will you, for 30 seconds?
You bet. Yeah. So very much we need to talk about this agenda. We need to talk about what's happening with the Durham investigation. We need to talk a little bit about what's happening with the Supreme Court and the abortion rights issue and how that's undermining the nation. And I think these are important topics. Important issues. We're going to continue on with the rest of the show talking about those issues along with Frieda, and we'll be right back in just a few after this commercial break.